Well.
Looky what we have here.
Oh, boy. I'm copying your accent now. Look who decided to come in with the riding on their high horse. This is already getting off the rails. This is taking so long.
What? No, it hasn't. Not in my... It feels like we just talked.
Well, I'm younger than you, so it feels longer to me.
Yeah, well. My life is almost over. So this is one of my bucket lists, is doing this podcast. Welcome, everyone, to the podcast.
Welcome to the cast and the Furious.
Furious.
When you're here, you are family.
Oh, man, yes. we gotta get better than that.
Like you said, we agreed that I would say the intro, and then you just kind of said it along with me.
We didn't agree that you would just say that whole intro. I just said, who's going to start?
Oh, who's going to start? Okay, that's different. See, this is what we're doing here. We're doing a pilot episode. Jonathan and I have never had a podcast together. We've been guests on each other's podcasts, but we have not worked together in this capacity. So we're doing a pilot episode. We're not getting into the movies just yet, although this is very much relating to the movies.
Oh, you're going to make people turn it off right now. No, we're totally talking about the movies today.
Much like
right
the
now.
Preface to a novel, you can skip it, but you might be better informed.
No, this is the forward. This is the most important part. This is the forward.
You can't skip this.
This is knowledge. You guys need knowledge about the Cast and the Furious, the Fast and the Furious franchise.
And the Cast and the Furious, which you'll learn about that as you go along as well.
For those that don't know us, and you found us because you like Fast and Furious movies, I'm Jonathan. I do a podcast about Mission Impossible called Minute Impossible, where I break down 1 minute at a time.
And I'm Murrin Kennedy. Did you say your last name?
I did not, because I don't want people to know it.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter, because I have such a unique first name that you can find me no matter what. My last name is a lot more common than my first name. I did one podcast about Point Break, and it was Point Break Minute. We're minute-by-minute podcasters. You might think one podcast isn't that much, but there were actually like 120 episodes, so I'm pretty much a pro by now.
Yep. We're both super pros at this, and we're also giant gearheads.
Yeah, we're a bunch of road hogs.
Yep. We love talking cars.
We're addicted to speed.
Addicted to it. I love 7-second cars.
Yeah, I think that exists.
As I shrug my shoulders. We like movies.
We like movies. That's primarily what we're here for, yes.
I'd say we love movies.
I love movies, yeah. I think we can agree on that.
We can't have a podcast like this and not love movies. Loving the cars hopefully will come slowly.
Yeah. I have an interesting history with cars. As a child, a young boy, I really, really loved cars. Honestly, it was like my favorite thing. I had car books. I had little Matchbox cars. I had a bunch of them. Legos, I always build them into cars. So I loved cars, and I could also, like, if I saw a car on the street, I could tell you exactly what it is. Since I've grown up, I don't have that anymore. I mean, I still know what cars are, I guess, but I didn't become a gearhead.
They don't scare you when you see the highway. You don't go, oh my God, what are all those things? You know what cars are.
Well, what, it has four wheels? People sit in them?
What a specific type of amnesia.
Yeah, weird. But I did not go the direction of becoming a gearhead, in all honesty. I can drive.
What?
I have a driver's license. I guess that makes me something of an expert. I'm being honest. I can't lie this long. You know, we can have the pretense only for so long. I have to talk the truth to the listeners.
All right.
We're finally getting together to do this actual podcast. We started the fan club like in April or something. And now we're finally getting around to actually doing the damn thing.
Yeah, if you're not on our Facebook group, you should join us. It's the Cast and the Furious Auto Club. Come join us. You get a street racer name, and we'll talk about the Fast and the Furious, and actually Hobbs and Shaw, and about a million other things.
It's been a good group so far. People post things pretty frequently, and it's fun.
For having zero content,
it's based on the hypothetical podcast that
it's not hypothetical anymore.
No,
we're
doing it
here.
Well, we have to publish it first, I guess. But by the time you're hearing us talk.
Yeah.
It will be real.
Yes. A podcast is kind of a time machine. We're talking in the past to you in the present.
Yeah.
To talk about it in the future.
Sure.
That's too long of a tagline. We can't have that as our tagline.
Our tagline is when you're here, your family. So
when you're here, your family. Don't sue us, Olive Garden.
We might not know, you know, we're just starting out here, but we're family now. So we got to learn to get along. Much like two characters who may show up later. and have their spinoff movie. They're going to have to learn to get along.
Laurel and Hardy.
Carl
Wait,
and
what
Hardy?
Are we doing? Oh, no. Why don't you explain what we're doing here today?
Today, yes. We're doing a pilot episode. We're not getting into the content of the movies just yet, although we may talk about that because, you know, we can't stop ourselves. We're going to get the kinks out, which we have been kind of doing already. We're going to talk mainly about the Racer X Vibe article, which was the inspiration for Rob Cohen's idea to make a street racing movie.
Yeah, it came out in 1998. It was an article in Vibe that the guy, Kenneth Lee, was writing about street racers, and he decided, I'm not going to write the article about the California street racing, which was huge.
Yeah.
He went to New York City and said, I'm going to do it based on the New York street racing, which is a totally different thing. And it's also kind of what we see at the beginning of the first Fast and Furious movie. First and second, we see a lot more street racing, like illegal street racing where they, you know, stop cars in the middle of the street, that kind of thing.
Whereas in California, there's actually, I believe, like there was a scene that was legal where they would just do drag races on, like, you know, it was legally sanctioned, and that was sort of becoming more and more of an actual legitimate thing. But in New York, it was still pretty, you know, as he says in the article, or in the, maybe in the follow-up article, it's insane to have a car in New York, but they just couldn't help themselves, and they wanted to race.
Before we get started, let me check the mailbox and see if we've gotten any litigation from Olive Garden yet about using their tagline. Hold on a second. Nope, nothing yet. All right, so we're in the clear for now.
Actually, a note on that. I believe Olive Garden gave up their tagline several years ago, and then Jimmy Fallon took it for his show as a joke.
Let me check the mailbox again and see if we got anything from The Tonight Show.
I believe he also then gave it to someone else. So
nope, nothing from The Tonight Show.
Basically what I'm saying is it's up for grabs, and also this is not an original joke. But I think this is probably the most appropriate use of it.
You know what, you say that, and then I'm going to get the letter that tells me to cease and desist, and then I'm going to get put in bread jail.
Well, that's why this podcast is under your name. The title, the deed is only in your name, so I'm free to go.
Damn it, I shouldn't have done that. I should have had you co-sign. What we're talking about today is the article that came out in 1998, so let's dig in.
Floor it.
Got it.
So it's an article. I guess you can just read it if you want, but we can talk about it.
Well,
I guess.
That's our coverage of it. Go read it.
No, but obviously you're here because you hate reading and you just want to listen to us talk. So we can just discuss.
We're like the book on tape for this article. This article was written by Kenneth Lee. He's from the Daily News originally. He wrote this for Vibe. It took him 9 months to write this. When I heard that, I was like, what? It is a listicle. It is a, how many paragraphs? 10?
Yeah, it's not too long. I mean, they're kind of short paragraphs. I guess it's more than 10, but they're pretty short.
I mean, they're very well written. You should go read it. It creates almost a poetry of what he was seeing as an outsider.
Yeah.
It's really well written. I'm making fun of the fact that it took 9 months, but I don't know how easy it is to get into illegal street racing venues. You know, I assume he had to follow someone around.
Just ask Brian O'Connor. He does that in the first movie.
Yeah. He followed around Rafael Estevez. That's Racer X. Or I guess he's not Racer X. The people who do this racer are the Racer X's. They're like the unknowns. But the article is about Rafael Estevez. He was a guy in the late 90s who idolized race car drivers from the late 80s and 90s who were in California and some in New York, and he wanted to build fast cars. And I did not know this, that they actually, unlike the Fast and Furious movies and Vin and Dominic Toretto, they shun muscle cars.
Yeah.
I did not know that was – I thought that was just they picked a cheap car because it was easier to rebuild. I didn't know that if they were given what – I love they called it a grocery getter.
Yeah.
That's what they call these cars. They're like hatchbacks. And they're like hatchback Civics. And I did not know that they actually did not want a Mustang. They wanted front-wheel drive on everything.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, because I'm such a gearhead. I know all about this. I imagine like the muscle cars are heavier. They're bigger and heavier. So they might be able to go fast, but they probably don't accelerate as quickly.
Right.
And that was kind of what this
is about.
It doesn't
matter. You're going 1 mile.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are racing 1 mile and that's it.
Or a quarter mile.
A quarter mile. Yeah. But a lot of, it seems like in this article, most of the races are a mile.
A mile. Okay. But then at the one point where he goes and he does like the record breaking.
Yeah. That's a quarter
that's
mile.
That's a quarter. Yeah. So you try to do that like in a certain, like it's like 11.3 seconds is the record for a quarter mile. And obviously you can do a mile in 11 seconds. That would be crazy.
That would be insane.
That'd be like a jet car.
But a quarter mile in 11 seconds is still
that's very fast.
To stop at. That means he could do a mile in less than 40 seconds.
Yeah, that's very fast.
Very fast, very furious. The NYC, you know, racing scene was based on a bunch of drivers, like from Arlington Heights, that's where Raphael was from, would come and find places that they literally look for one stretch of land and have everybody that they knew come out and block off the street. This is during traffic.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't doing it they did do it at night, but they weren't doing it like so late that no one is out. It's New York City.
Yeah.
So
there's always going to be people out. It's crazy. Like they're just like, okay, we're just going to do this and make it happen. And the cops will show up, but we'll just run away. Probably.
And they would fill their cars up with lots of new engines, front wheel drive. If it already had it, that's because that they said that was faster. I'll be interested to see why, as we move through the series, what the difference is. Like why the front wheel drive makes it faster. I assume it's because it's closer to the engine, but I don't know a lot about cars.
Yeah. I've also heard like the opposite can be true, but it might be in a different style where it's like if it's front wheel drive, that means the front wheels are in charge of the steering and the acceleration, so that makes it more difficult, but I don't know. Mm.
One thing I do want to talk about, and we probably should talk about it today because we're going to talk about it a lot, is nitrous oxide.
Nas.
We all know from the movies is Nas. In the article, they call it juice. It's one of those things in the movies, even in the most recent Hobbs and Shaw movie, it's one of the Batman utility belt items that the Fast and Furious movie franchise has.
Yes.
Anytime they need to do something spectacular, you hit the Nas and it just happens. Need me to land on a boat? No problem.
Nas.
Need me to jump a bridge? No problem.
Nas.
It's all of those things. Do you know where it's from?
Not like the chemical nitrous oxide?
Yeah, do you know what it was invented for?
Oh, yes, it did say in here, but I don't remember.
Well, nitrous oxide was created for World War II planes
bombers. Oh, yeah.
It was to boost bombers originally. At least that's what nitrous oxide was at the end of the day. The nitrous that they use in cars is a little different than laughing gas. It's a little different. It's used in rocket motors, and it was created in 1914. They mixed it with gasoline and created liquid-fueled rockets.
Now I want like a World War I Fast and Furious movie where they like get some Model Ts and they hook up some nitrous oxide. And they go super fast.
Super fast, like 30?
Yeah, 35.
I would actually watch that movie with Vincent. With I'm trying to think what Vin's name would be.
Dizelle.
I think it would still be Dominic Toretto. And he would live in New York City.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Dominic Toretto.
Or Dominic Toratelli.
Yeah. He's supposed to be Italian, right? So I guess it could be either. We're not quite sure, I guess.
What would all the characters be? Like obviously they couldn't be the ethnic blend that we have now. Everything would be different. It would be in 1910, would we have like more Irish?
Well, Brian O'Connor still works, I guess.
Yep, he's great.
And there's
and we have an Italian, so we're good.
There's Letty Ortiz. That could be like Letitia or Letitia Ortolani or I don't know. Letitia O'Malley.
Oh, is she? If you call her Letitia, I think she's like one of these hoo-ha. White gloved ladies, these big, you know, the hat squad. You know, she's one of these ladies who wears the big hats that went on the Titanic.
Yeah.
I would love to. That's what I think of her as. That's actually, I kind of like this. This is kind of like a League of Extraordinary Gentlemen style rethinking of the Fast and the Furious.
Yeah. I think it needs to happen.
Okay. I'll get drawing on it.
Yeah. Come on, Chris Morgan. Write that thing.
The article goes on to talk about Raphael. And Raphael always won against anybody he went up against. He would beat them. And even if they had a faster car, he was confident that he would always beat them. And he did. His street rule number one, I love that they have street rules in here, because we're definitely going to have street rules as we go along through these movies.
Yeah.
One quarter movie at a time. Yeah, it's going to be, his street rule number one was gun it before the hand drops.
That seems like cheating.
He says he would start when the other driver would pitch his body forward, because when they drop the clutch, they like move their body.
So it's like rock, paper, scissors. Basically. Try and read the pre-body movements. But that, like, you're supposed to wait until the guy drops the thing, right? Like, but I guess it's probably like all within a millisecond. So knowing, you know, by people's eye, they probably couldn't really even tell.
And also, this was where this article explained that this is where drag wars started. It was a street drag, and they did it in the tri-state area of New Jersey, and it's kind of like the race wars that we see in the movies later on.
Race wars.
It's had like Pennzoil and all these other sponsors like Turbo and Super Street. I don't know all these magazines, but I'm definitely going to get to know them better as we move along.
Yeah. I also did used to get like Car and Driver as a kid, because I was just really loved looking at cars.
I was never that kid. I had tons of Matchbox cars, but I wanted the vehicles, like G.I. Joe vehicles. Like, I wanted the tanks and the trucks. I didn't care about fast cars.
Yeah. I don't know if I, like, I don't know. I don't think I ever, like, read the articles. I think I just looked at the pictures, but that was something that I did as a child.
You know, one of the funniest things I found, you know, it's one of the one gauges they don't have on street racer cars?
The speedometer.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Isn't that fun?
And you know why?
Why?
Because if you know how fast you're going, you slow down.
That is so deep.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
I don't know if that hasn't been in one of the movies, but I think that could be a great line that Toretto has.
Yeah. I the big lines of the movies, not all of them are memorable. We've kind of latched on to the beer-related ones.
Yeah. You could have any beer you want as long as it's Corona.
Or yelling, this is Cuba, or whatever we yell.
This is Brazil.
Oh, this is Brazil. Yes.
Brazil.
Yeah, that's right. I haven't watched that one yet in a while, so I'm going to have to reacquaint myself with some of these.
Interesting. Go read it yourself. It's a good, well-written article. And then there's, they had a whole, like, reunion video that they, like, got. The writer and Racer X got together, and they, like, it was a historic event. Yeah.
This was a 9-month, 8-paragraph article, a 2-minute video, and it spawned an entire universe of movies that have made over $7 billion or $4 billion or whatever. It's crazy.
Yeah, I guess the other thing I noted was that like they definitely talk about how like there are no like girls in bikinis. There's nothing like that. They're just kind of like dudes that get in cars and they do the dang thing.
Yep.
It's I mean,
kind of like our show.
Yeah, we're dudes. Sit down, podcast. That's it. There are no bikini girls here.
I don't have a timer on my podcast. Yeah. If I do, if I know how long I'm going, I'll stop.
Yeah, there you go.
So I just hopefully it records. Yeah. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, you can't look at whether it's recording or not.
Nope, I don't check any of my levels. Let's just do this.
You know
thing.
It's recording. You might stop recording.
Post article and before this movie got made, Rob Cohen saw this article. Obviously, we said that. Rob Cohen, the director of the first movie, he went to Paramount. Universal,
yeah.
He went to Universal. I'm so used to Paramount, sorry. He went to Universal.
No Tommy Paramount
said,
here.
Yeah, nope, he's not here. Listen, nope, not here.
But Clarence Universal's here.
Oh, Clarence, yeah, that's it. Oh, he's kind of a
goomba.
You
call me C. I'm C Universal.
Oh, wow, so you just go by first initial.
Yeah.
Do you have a middle name?
Yeah.
We have to sit down for an interview with Clarence at some point. Or C.
C, please, please. Yeah. My friends call me C. Yeah. You're my friend.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear. Are you going to be family?
Oh, yeah. I'm joining the group today.
Oh, Clarence Universal's joining the family. Yeah.
First, I got to download Facebook onto my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Then I'll take care of it, okay?
Yeah, you can't use that. You can't do it on a rotary phone, just so you know.
Oh, I don't have no rotary phone. I got a flip phone.
A flip phone. Okay, yeah, you'll be fine.
Remember, I'm making deals.
Oh, yeah. You have a holster for that flip phone.
I got two flip phones. I got one next to the other one in case I
dual wielding.
I talk so much, I make such a hot deal, it burns up and melts.
That's excellent.
All right, well, I'm going
to
leave
now. Yeah, go back and get back to work on Fast 9.
Making deals. Oh, good. There's already a character.
Yeah, okay, great. Clarence, good to have him.
One thing that did affect the way the Fast and the Furious movie got written, they wrote a treatment. It got greenlit by Universal.
I heard that.
Yeah, we... Okay, shh. Sorry, I brought his name up.
You get back to your work.
It was right before Columbine.
Oh, yeah. So yeah.
When Columbine happened, there's an article. We'll put this in the Cast and the Furious Auto Club. You guys can read this article, too. It was an interesting article where this was, I mean, as of late, school shootings is unfortunately something that, and shootings in general is something that's happening all over this country and is a huge issue. And one of the things that this movie had was Vin and let's call them by their names, Dominic and
Brian.
Brian were like more macho and they had guns and more guns were in this movie. Mm-hmm. Universal said, we're not making this movie. And Rob's like, okay. And he came back later with a rewritten version.
They didn't film it yet. They just had the script, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
So. Right. Just probably even a treatment or a screenplay.
But the idea was like they'd be badass, like, yeah. Like.
And what it turned in, and what it turned into was, let's not have them have guns basically ever. If you notice, Brian barely ever has a gun in the first one.
Yeah.
He has one. But the violence was toned down. I say that, I do believe there was a guy on a motorcycle who shoots somebody, so...
No, I mean, there's a scene where they shoot a car until it blows up with a semi-automatic gun, yeah. Like, so they're still there.
Yeah, it's not like...
But there's no one in the car. There's no one in the car.
Right. So, it's an interesting thing that they even talk about the fact that without Columbine happening, the movie probably would have been completely different. And they don't know if it would have resonated as well.
Yeah.
It's kind of more everyman now because it's just a guy with a car and they do awesome things with their cars. Now, in the recent movies, obviously, there's a lot of ridiculous stuff. We will get to that. But I think in the beginning, that's how they pitched it and repitched it to Universal Studios. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that works. I mean, there's plenty of movies with guns in them.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of movies with cars, too, I guess, but...
I mean, just thinking about, you know, the Mission Impossible movies that we did, the first movie, there's only one gun in it.
Yeah.
And that was 96. So.
Yeah, there's still, it's mostly running. No, like running is the main thing there, and then this one's driving.
Yeah, you know what? This one is driving at first. Later on, there's going to be a lot more slow-mo walking.
Yes, there will be that.
But we'll have to pinpoint down the moment that happens in the series. When they go from driving all the time, the first movie's mostly driving, which is great.
Second one also, second and third also, yeah, they're all mostly driving.
Yeah. It wasn't until he became a super spy that it, you know,
kind of went off. The other thing I wanted to sort of talk about is like, in coming up with this idea for the podcast, when I come up with ideas every now and then, what I wanted to explore in the Fast and Furious oeuvre is sort of the idea of franchise filmmaking. In my head, like, the Fast and the Furious is kind of the pinnacle of franchise filmmaking. I mean, you can say Marvel. Like, they have the most. Like, they're just crazy going. You can go on forever. But, like, that kind of was, like, well planned out in a way. It was like, this is thought out. And it started after Fast and the Furious by several years. Whereas Fast and the Furious, like, it almost became a franchise by accident.
It is, yes.
Or it's just like you would never, from one film to the next, you wouldn't expect where it goes. And it doesn't seem like no one's planning ahead. It's just like, okay, what's next?
Right. And you look at Marvel and you're like, oh, they have a whole bevy of characters that we can do movies on that are interesting.
Yeah.
These movies are only about certain people. The third one's not even about those people.
They're not based on anything. They're just original stuff. You know, and based on an article, but the characters are original. It's not, you know, a book or comic series or anything.
I believe it's based on a poem by T.S. Eliot. if I'm not mistaken, he wrote a poem called The Fast and the Furious.
The Jellicle Racers.
Stay tuned for some sort of Cats review, too. It's not part of our purview, but purview. I said purview. I didn't mean to. Purview. But we're definitely going to have a Cats review on this channel at some point. No reason.
Well, I mean, Idris Elba is in Cats, as I pointed out, I think at one point in our conversation, and he's also in Hobbs and Shaw, so there's crossover.
Yep. It all works.
Yeah.
Now, are we going to consider that a Fast and the Furious movie? We haven't gotten there yet.
No.
As we go through it, are we going to say this Fast and Furious Presents is a whole other animal? Or do you think we should table that for now, figure it out later? Because as we talk about these movies, we will get to Hobbs and Shaw.
We will get to Hobbs and Shaw.
We'll be doing a special on Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, Fast and Furious franchise and how the evolution of the franchise is sort of what I was talking about, and how it almost is as much of an interesting story as the movies themselves, in some cases more so, and how it's evolved and become something completely different than how it started out. It's just the evolution is something beautiful.
Very, very rarely does an actor not want to come back to do a franchise. Very rarely.
Oh, and that's the other thing.
It took a while to bring back the main characters.
That's the other thing. Like the weird. We'll talk about this like with the first handful of movies, but how like when these came out, doing a sequel was like, oh, the stars don't come back for the sequel. Like is or at least for Vin Diesel, that's how it was. I mean,
or you get one star back.
Yeah,
he is the only part of it. When we add all these wacky friends in.
Yeah. Well yeah.
Kind of like Caddyshack 2.
Sure. Yeah, I haven't seen that one, but sure.
You haven't seen Caddyshack 2?
Nope.
Don't. Have you seen Caddyshack 1?
Yes.
Okay, then you're fine.
Yeah.
Don't see 2.
Yeah, I wasn't planning to. But yeah, we'll talk about more about that between, you know, Fast and the Furious and Too Fast, Too Furious and the sort of what happened behind the scenes there.
Well, let's line up what we've got going on in this show. We break down the show one quarter movie at a time. Soon we're actually going to be going and watching live with our friends. So we're going to do Hobbs and Shaw. There will be a special, and that'll even be before our first episode drops of the Fast and the Furious. We will start with the first quarter of the movie.
Yes, but we'll do a special before that because, you know, it just came out. So we gotta stay current.
Our episodes will be weekly.
We'll put them out on Friday. You can kick back after your work week and hang out with us and the gang, the family.
The Fast Friday.
Fast Friday family.
Fast Friday family breadsticks.
Unlimited breadsticks.
When you're fast, you're family.
There you go. And furious. Family and furious.
Murray, why don't you tell everybody where they can find us if they haven't found us yet on the internet? I know they're listening to our podcast, but they can find us and actually interact with us.
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, we did talk about that earlier, but the Cast and the Furious Auto Club is on Facebook. We're also on Twitter. The Cast and the Furious, Cast and Furious, at Cast and Furious, I think.
God, we gotta figure this out.
I think I have it in my stickies.
And then we're also furiouscast@gmail.com for any.
If you want to email us questions, we can read them on the air.
Yes, we'll read them in different voices.
We'll see if that's like if that happens for the first time ever with our podcasting. Someone actually writes in a question,
and Myrn and I both do voices. So who knows who's going to show up?
It could be hey guys,
could be that guy.
Yeah, whoever this is. I've been working on a Vin Diesel. I can't get it down really.
It's going to take a while. It's not going to be Vin Diesel.
That sounds like the Cave of Wonders from Aladdin.
I know. A diamond in the rough.
I can't do... I mean, without augmenting the recording. So we'll figure it out. Hey, I figured out John Woo. We'll figure it out. We'll figure out Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel may not sound like Vin Diesel, but he may sound like Luther Stickle.
Maybe just be a low voice. I don't know.
When I try to do it, it turns into Sylvester Stallone.
It does kind of.
You got it.
I mean, it's not terrible.
Quarter mile at a time. Yeah.
I don't think Vin Diesel's Italian.
he's something. We'll talk about that later.
Stay tuned to find out what Vin Diesel is.
Yeah. A couple other things. There are some controversies to discuss. I don't know. We're not going to discuss them, but should we bring them up just to get it over with?
Which ones? About the stars?
Yeah.
Or us?
Not us. I have no controversy.
Are we fighting?
No. The controversy of our animosity that we don't get along, but we have to.
You mean about the movies?
Well, there's a couple that I found.
Okay.
Rob Cohen was earlier this year accused of sexual assault by his child. 32-year-old woman who was born Kyle Cohen and has transitioned spoke about being abused as a child by Rob Cohen. And Paul Walker has allegedly dated underage women. a couple of times. 16-year-olds, which is illegal here. So obviously I don't condone that, but it's not illegal in the UK. That's the age of consent in the UK. So I don't know.
Was he dating someone in the UK?
No, it was still illegal.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's not good. It's one of these things. Look, I had a movie where the main character is a very divisive person.
Yeah, yeah. There's
a lot of stuff about him, his religion, things that go on in his private life. We are going to focus on the movie and not focus on if you're a piece of shit. Oh, are we cussing on this podcast?
Oh, yeah. That's another thing I wanted to bring up. The movies are PG-13, I believe.
Damn it.
So I think that means we get one F-bomb per episode.
Okay.
And two breasts. I don't really.
Okay. Well, here are my breasts.
and they're away.
And we're not going to talk about anyone who's a big giant asshole.
No, I just wanted to get that out, but we're not going to bring it up again. PG-13. So, you know, you're above 13. You can hang out with us. You can be family. Or if your parents say it's okay, then under 13.
Yes, with parental consent, you can listen to our podcast. We will not be crude. If we're saying the S word, it's because we're being super funny.
Yeah, no, it's not gonna be there's not gonna be a lot of gross 'em ups or graphic descriptions. We're gonna stay within what the movies do.
Yep, just like the Olive Garden. Have you ever heard anyone yell the F-bomb in an Olive Garden? No.
I mean, sure, it's happened, but not personally.
Okay. Yeah, you've always had a great time.
Where are my unlimited breadsticks?
Hey, that's one of the people in our group. We should probably tell everybody, that's a good segue. We have nicknames. From now on, you can call me Jonathan if you want to, but you can also call me Bandit.
Bandit, yeah. I was formerly Nitro, but I don't like that nickname.
What? Oh, no.
It's kind of boring.
Is this the other thing basic. We were talking about? We need to talk about some of the problems?
it's all coming out right here.
Oh,
live.
My God. It's our first fight.
Then far from last. But we're family, so we have to work it out.
Yes.
I want to be Racer X.
That's a good name.
It's much better.
I have a strange feeling we may change our name every episode.
Could happen. For now, I'm Racer X, no longer Nitro. Nitro is too basic. Racer X is cool.
Oh. R.I.P. Nitro. Oh, that means Nitro's available, so first person in the Facebook group to ask
now
for
now we can
it
reuse it. We'll reuse nicknames as we abandon them. But we're going to be once a week, and then we're taking a month off every other month.
Yeah, every other month we'll do four episodes, and we'll do an entire movie. And then by taking a month off, that just means we won't be doing that next movie that next month. We'll be doing other shows.
Yeah, we'll do some hiatus stuff on other like car movies and stuff like that
from the genre. And also, there's a couple of documentaries and kind of some like featurette movies that there's short films on a couple of the movies. Yeah, so we'll be talking about those. So we're basically going to be diving into all the Fast and Furious.
Yeah, we got to cover it all.
And anything that we might find, like Biker Boys,
movies that were
kind of inspired after Biker Boys or before this movie.
Yeah.
You know, we're definitely going to be talking about the movies and the ridiculousness of the moving vehicle as the entire reason the movie exists, and it lives in some sort of bizarre world where everyone has a car.
Yeah.
And then when you do a motorcycle movie, everybody has a motorcycle and knows how to ride. This is one of those type of movies where everybody they ever talk to, oh, yeah, I know how to drive a fast car. Yeah. And you're like, what? I wouldn't know how to turn. I know how to use a clutch, but I don't know how they do it. So to the layman, this is going to be an interesting foray. Into
we're going to be learning along with you.
Yes.
I feel like I'm signing off now.
Okay.
I guess we're signing off. This has been the Cast and the Furious with Marin and Jonathan. Ride or die, Bandit.
Ride or die, Racer X.
Woo!
Hey, do I get a nickname?
No, you're a global CEO.
I ride or die for mine. I'm ride or die material. One life to live, so here we go. This moment, we own it.
What we're talking about today is the article that came out in 1998. So let's dig in.
Razor X.
Anytime we have any of those little things, let's just add in like a little, and then we go into like we always transition literally by saying, hey, let's hit the gas, and let's always come up with some way of accelerating.
Hit the gas. That's good.
Yeah, let's hit the gas. And it just hear a... And then we start talking.
Floor it.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. All right.